Welcome to the Daily Archive radio station, brought you by Hung Tru from the University of Toronto and Ruo Tian Luo from TTI Chicago. You're listening to the robotics category of June 9, 2021. Do you know that Americans on average eat 18 acres of pizza every day? Today's archive star of robotics goes to and Gerhard Neumann for publishing two papers in a single day. Today, we have selected 8 papers out of 14 submissions.
Now let's hear paper number 1.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Damien Chaplot, DRCNRS, LS2N, IRCCN UMR 6004, CNRS, Université de Nantes, École Centrale de.
Paper title:
A Novel Partially Decoupled Translational Parallel Manipulator with Symbolic Kinematics, Singularity Identification and Workspace Determination.
Authored by
Huiping Shen, Yunan Zhao, Zhu Li, Guanglei Wu, Damien Chaplot, and LS2N.
Paper abstract:
This paper presents a novel 3-degree of freedom, 3-DOF, translational parallel manipulator, TPM, by using a topological design method of parallel mechanism, PM, based on position and orientation characteristic, POC, equations. The proposed PM is only composed of lower mobility joints and actuated prismatic joints, together with the investigations on 3 kinematic issues of importance. The first aspect pertains to geometric modeling of the TPM in connection with its topological characteristics, such as the POC, degree of freedom and coupling degree, from which its symbolic direct kinematic solutions are readily obtained. Moreover, the decoupled properties of input-output motions are directly evaluated without Jacobian analysis. Sequentially, based upon the inverse kinematics, the singular configurations of the TPM are identified, wherein the singular surfaces are visualized by means of a GR, Auger-based elimination operation. Finally, the workspace of the TPM is evaluated with a geometric approach. This 3-DOF TPM features less joints and links compared with the well-known Delta robot, which reduces the structural complexity. Its symbolic direct kinematics and partially decoupled property will ease path planning and dynamic analysis. The TPM can be used for manufacturing large work pieces. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 2.
This paper was selected because it is authored by George Conaderis Brown.
Paper title:
Learning to Detect Multimodal Grasps for Dexterous Grasping in Dense Clutter.
Authored by
Matt Cursaro, Stephanie Telex, and George Conaderis.
Paper abstract:
Grasping arbitrary objects in densely cluttered novel environments is a crucial skill for robots. Though many existing systems enable 2-finger parallel jaw grippers to pick items from clutter, these grippers cannot perform multiple types of grasps. However, multimodal grasping with multi-finger grippers could much more effectively clear objects of varying sizes from cluttered scenes. We propose an approach to multi-model grasp detection that jointly predicts the probabilities that several types of grasps succeed at a given grasp pose. Given a partial point cloud of a scene, the algorithm proposes a set of feasible grasp candidates, then estimates the probabilities that a grasp of each type would succeed at each candidate pose. Predicting grasp success probabilities directly from point clouds makes our approach agnostic to the number and placement of depth sensors at execution time. We evaluate our system both in simulation and on a real robot with a robotic 3-finger adaptive gripper. We compare our network against several baselines that perform fewer types of grasps. Our experiments show that a system that explicitly models grasp type achieves an object retrieval rate 8.5% higher in a complex cluttered environment than our highest performing baseline. Honestly, I love every papers because they were written by humans. Now let's hear paper number 3.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Gerhard Neumann, Professor, University of Lincoln.
Paper title:
Residual Feedback Learning for Contact-Rich Manipulation Tasks with Uncertainty.
Authored by
Alireza Ronbar, NGO on Bean, Hannah Zisch, Joschka Bodecker, and Gerhard Neumann.
Paper abstract:
While classic control theory offers state-of-the-art solutions in many problem scenarios, it is often desired to improve beyond the structure of such solutions and surpass their limitations. To this end, /EMP/GLSRPL offers a formulation to improve existing controllers with reinforcement learning, RL, by learning an additive residual to the output of a given controller. However, the applicability of such an approach highly depends on the structure of the controller. Often, internal feedback signals of the controller limit an RL algorithm to adequately change the policy and, hence, learn the task. We propose a new formulation that addresses these limitations by also modifying the feedback signals to the controller with an RL policy and show superior performance of our approach on a contact-rich PEG insertion task under position and orientation uncertainty. In addition, we use a recent impedance control architecture as control framework and show the difficulties of standard RPL. Furthermore, we introduce an adaptive curriculum for the given task to gradually increase the task difficulty in terms of position and orientation uncertainty. A video showing the results can be found at u2.b/sasm_cur7u. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 4.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Gerhard Neumann, Professor, University of Lincoln.
Paper title:
Learning Riemannian Manifolds for Geodesic Motion Skills.
Authored by
Hadi Biak Mohammadi, Soren Hauberg, Georgios Arvanitidis, Gerhard Neumann, and Lionel Rosso.
Paper abstract:
For robots to work alongside humans and perform in unstructured environments, they must learn new motion skills and adapt them to unseen situations on the fly. This demands learning models that capture relevant motion patterns, while offering enough flexibility to adapt the encoded skills to new requirements, such as dynamic obstacle avoidance. We introduce a Riemannian manifold perspective on this problem, and propose to learn a Riemannian manifold from human demonstrations on which geodesics are natural motion skills. We realize this with a variational autoencoder, VAE, over the space of position and orientations of the robot end effector. Geodesic motion skills let a robot plan movements from and to arbitrary points on the data manifold. They also provide a straightforward method to avoid obstacles by redefining the ambient metric in an online fashion. Moreover, geodesics naturally exploit the manifold resulting from multiple mode tasks to design motions that were not explicitly demonstrated previously. We test our learning framework using a 7DOOF robotic manipulator, where the robot satisfactorily learns and reproduces realistic skills featuring elaborated motion patterns, avoids previously unseen obstacles, and generates novel movements in multiple mode settings. This is absolutely fantastic. Now let's hear paper number 5.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Martin Lauer, Karlsruhe Institute of Technology.
Paper title:
Efficient Sampling in Pumps with Lipschitz Bandits for Motion Planning in Continuous Spaces.
Authored by
Amer Shaheen Taz, Felix Hauser, and Martin Lauer.
Paper abstract:
Decision-making under uncertainty can be framed as a partially observable Markov decision process, PAMP, Finding exact solutions of POMs is generally computationally intractable, but the solution can be approximated by sampling-based approaches. These sampling-based POM solvers rely on multi-armed bandit (MAB) heuristics, which assume the outcomes of different actions to be uncorrelated. In some applications, like motion planning and continuous spaces, similar actions yield similar outcomes. In this paper, we utilize variants of MAB heuristics that make Lipschitz continuity assumptions on the outcomes of actions to improve the efficiency of sampling-based planning approaches. We demonstrate the effectiveness of this approach in the context of motion planning for automated driving. Isn't that cool? Now let's hear paper number 6.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Jeanette Bogue, Assistant Professor, Stanford University.
Paper title:
Zirl, Cross-Embodiment Inverse Reinforcement Learning.
Authored by
Kevin Zucca, Andy Zung, Pete Florence, Jonathan Thompson, Jeanette Bogue, and Debidata Dwibidi.
Paper abstract:
We investigate the visual cross-embodiment imitation setting, in which agents learn policies from videos of other agents, such as humans, demonstrating the same task, but with stark differences in their embodiments, shape, actions, and effector dynamics, etc. In this work, we demonstrate that it is possible to automatically discover and learn vision-based reward functions from cross-embodiment demonstration videos that are robust to these differences. Specifically, we present a self-supervised method for cross-embodiment inverse reinforcement learning, XIRL, that leverages temporal cycle consistency constraints to learn deep visual embeddings that capture task progression from offline videos of demonstrations across multiple expert agents, each performing the same task differently due to embodiment differences. Prior to our work, producing rewards from self-supervised embeddings has typically required alignment with a reference trajectory, which may be difficult to acquire. We show empirically that if the embeddings are aware of task progress, simply taking the negative distance between the current state and goal state in the learned embedding space is useful as a reward for training policies with reinforcement learning. We find our learned reward function not only works for embodiments seen during training, but also generalizes to entirely new embodiments. We also find that Zirl policies are more sample efficient than baselines, and in some cases exceed the sample efficiency of the same agent trained with ground truth sparse rewards. Do you like this paper? I like it a lot. Now let's hear paper number 7.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Fulvio Mastro Giovanni, University of Genoa, Teseo, Digital Tree, Hero, IOSER.
Paper title:
Property-Aware Robot Object Manipulation, a Generative Approach.
Authored by
Luca Guerreo, Linda Lasterco, Francesco Ria, Fulvio Mastro Giovanni, Nicoletta Nosti, and Alessandra Scuti.
Paper abstract:
When transporting an object, we unconsciously adapt our movement to its properties, for instance by slowing down when the item is fragile. The most relevant features of an object are immediately revealed to a human observer by the way the handling occurs, without any need for verbal description. It would greatly facilitate collaboration to enable humanoid robots to perform movements that convey similar intuitive cues to the observers. In this work, we focus on how to generate robot motion adapted to the hidden properties of the manipulated objects, such as their weight and fragility. We explore the possibility of leveraging generative adversarial networks to synthesize new actions coherent with the properties of the object. The use of a generative approach allows us to create new and consistent motion patterns, without the need of collecting a large number of recorded human-led demonstrations. Besides, the informative content of the actions is preserved. Our results show that generative adversarial nets can be a powerful tool for the generation of novel and meaningful transportation actions, which result effectively modulated as a function of the object weight and the carefulness required in its handling. This sounds pretty awesome. Now let's hear paper number 8.
This paper was selected because it is authored by Alan R. Wagner, Assistant Professor Aerospace Engineering / Research Associate Rock Ethics Institute, Penn.
Paper title:
Safe Deep Q Network for Autonomous Vehicles at Unsignalized Intersection.
Authored by
Kasra Mokhtari and Alan R. Wagner.
Paper abstract:
We propose a safe DRL approach for autonomous vehicle, AV, navigation through crowds of pedestrians while making a left turn at an unsignalized intersection. Our method uses two long short-term memory, LSTM, models that are trained to generate the perceived state of the environment and the future trajectories of pedestrians given noisy observations of their movement. A future collision prediction algorithm based on the future trajectories of the ego vehicle and pedestrians is used to mask unsafe actions if the system predicts a collision. The performance of our approach is evaluated in two experiments using the high-fidelity Carlis simulation environment. The first experiment tests the performance of our method at intersections that are similar to the training intersection, and the second experiment tests our method at intersections with a different topology. For both experiments, our methods do not result in a collision with a pedestrian while still navigating the intersection at a reasonable speed. What an interesting paper.